Sluttiest experience. Well, I know a few people would probably brag about having a night filled with pleasure, where I can happily talk about an entire weekend. For a while, this kink group that I used to be a part of in my hometown would have weekend camping trips in the summer. So, like, a whole group of people would pack their trailers and pack their cars and get their tents, and we will go out, I'd say about an hour and a half out of the city limits, and we would set up a lot of tents. It will be in a complete camps. It will be in a campsite, but it would be the kind of campsite that didn't have like a camp master. It'd just be out in the woods, right? And we would make all of our tents kind of like in a ring, so anybody who wasn't part of the clique couldn't actually get see in, unless they were like, you know, actually come up to us. And we would just be our kinky selves, you know. We would tie people up to trees and beat them. We would go skinny dipping in the river. We would happily make food and pour it on like girls and stuff and eat off their tits. It was great. I remember the very first night I did a camping trip, I had, at the time, it was my boyfriend and girlfriend at the time, and or they were boyfriend and girlfriend, and I was their pet. That's the best way to explain it. But they picked me up, and they drove me out to the campsite, and then, like, the last 5 minutes of the drive, my mistress turns around and just blindfolds me, like, no words, no nothing, and they carry me out of the car after they parked it, and they tie me up to a tree, and I can hear giggling in the background, and they all got together, and they spanked my ass collectively. I could feel every sting. I could hear the wind whipping through the holes in the paddle. I can hear them counting and giggling, and they're trying like to keep quiet so I won't know who is beating my ass, but I knew it was all of them. And it was unexpected, because I like spanking, but I never got a surprise spanking like that before. But when they were done, they, oh my fucking God. When they finished, I just remember my ass just being like this hot coal. Like, you could feel the heat radiating off of it. And the heat just kind of traveled down to, like, in between my legs. And I could just feel the heat radiating. And I remember that night, it was right after I got off work. So I'm still in my work clothes. And oh my God, I could just feel myself getting wet in my scrubs. And oh my God. And right after they finished that, they untied me down, like, they rubbed my wrists, because they were above my head, and they kept me blindfolded, and I remember, we didn't have the tent together yet, but everyone else had their tent together, so, master and mistress at the time just tossed me into the tent, and they proceeded to fuck the shit out of me. Oh my God, just don't remember anything, but just being on hard ground and hearing like the vinyl of the tent move and the zipper of the tent like open and close because they're coming in, and like master was so turned on by that display and how I was taking the hits, and how I was just like this half sobbing just heated mess, and he just bent me over and just fucked me so good, just like, yeah, that was the first night. After that, we made some dinner, went to bed, and, we got ready for our tent the next day. Now, we started off with a two-person tent, but because a two-person tent can really fit one person, you know, just fine. We decided that we should get a bigger tent for me to join them. I'm not really a camping type, so there's no need, you know. There's no need for me to do that, to have camping equipment, I felt. We went to Walmart, which is about a half hour away from the campsite, and we come back with this 7-person tent. This tent was huge. It was orange and black, and it took us like 20-30 minutes to get together because, well, I was a doofus. I didn't know how to read instructions for a tent. But when it was done, it was big, and we could, like, everyone could put their shit in there, and everybody in the campsite was excited because it was like the biggest tent in the whole group, and they're like, oh my god, we could totally have like a gangbang in here. Oh my god, it's totally like perfect. Totally have an orgy in here and everything. Our tent started to be called Tony the Orgy Tent because it was orange and black. And we're like, it's great. Like Tony the Tiger, it's going to be perfect. And and that night, like, you know, we hung out and stuff and enjoyed each other's company. But that night was the biggest fucking orgy I have ever experienced. Like, I'm really comfortable with my sexuality. I don't mind being in threesomes or foursomes. But this orgy had, like, at least 10 people. Maybe up to 15. We had, you know, couple swapping and kissing each other. We had people like taking off their shirts and just wanting their nipples played with. You know, we're having people who just want you to watch, you know, them stroking their cocks for you. And I remember my friend begging me, like, she was on her knees and begging me to use one of my bad dragon toys on her. And best way to describe her is she's kind of petite. Like, she's small, but she's still thick. And she had, like, the cutest little cunt. It was just so beautiful to see her stretch just to take this thick, like, it must have been, like, 7 inches tall, like, 7 inches long and, like, 3 inches fat. Just big fat dragon cock, and just to see her squirm and her toes curl and to see her just make all these lovely little sounds just for me. Well, sort of for just for me. While she's getting fucked was wonderful. And what made that experience better for me was she kept squirming and I was getting kind of frustrated with her. And so master and mistress came over and they spread her legs wide and they pinned her legs and she tried to like get away. And then my other friend came over and pinned her arms down so she could do nothing but just get fucked mercilessly by this giant toy. Like, I think I couldn't even get like the last 2 inches in. There's like this big fat knot with this toy that I had. And just to hear her, like, she was going between screaming with delight and then saying no, no, and then screaming with delight and then saying no, no. And then she would come like the hardest she ever came. And then she'd be like, okay, I want more. And then you continue. She's like, no, I'm too sensitive. And she was just like, oh my God, I can't take this. And oh, fuck. I just remember my panties being so wet. And I remember specifically with that because I was the only one who was wearing panties at the time. I was enjoying myself so much and enjoying pleasing her that I didn't want to leave myself open because I had a feeling with the way that the orgy was going that someone would just come up behind me anyway and try to fuck me. And I was like, not yet. It happened later, but not at that time. So that was one night. I remember everyone was tired and I didn't get to get off at that time because I was too busy pleasing my friend. So we all go to bed. And I remember my other friend's boyfriend at the time was sleeping between us, so there's he was like sandwiched between us, and I remember him snuggling behind me, and he was telling me how hot it was to watch me fuck my friend. So he snuck his fingers just right under me, just in between my legs from behind, and he moved my panties to the side. Oh fuck, I love when people do that. And just finger fucked me. And it was so fucking good. And one thing about me is I try and be quiet, but when I try, it just is harder for me not to be quiet. So here I am trying to keep quiet, and my little whimpers just turn into loud, like hungry moans. And it got so bad that the tent next, not next door, but like across from us, was like cheering me on. I was like, "Yeah, you go, Minty! Woo, yeah!" And I was so embarrassed, but it felt so fucking good. And I think he made me like come twice, just with his fingers, which is actually pretty hard for me because I don't even like finger fucking myself. So to have someone else do it and to get me off was pretty amazing. So everyone was asleep. I was having a hard time sleeping because I'm not used to camping. I know I was going in and out of sleep, and I can remember people leaving the tent and coming back in, or leaving the tent and just staying out. And soon it was just me and master and mistress at the time. And they thought it would be a good time to wake me up by turning me over onto my belly and fucking me right there in the morning. And I remember as Master was just, he was fucking me hard, but he was fucking me slow, just taking his time, enjoying the morning. He hadn't had his coffee yet. Mistress wanted to spoil me, so she had made cupcakes the beginning of the weekend before we got out to camping, and she was feeding me pieces of cupcakes and this delicious chocolate almond frosting, and it was just blissful. I'm like getting crumbs and like, oh God, frosting everywhere. And oh God, I remember Master turning me around and making me take his cum, the same mouthful of me having cupcake. And I could have came just right there. That was just so perfect. We had a few more interesting stories with Tony. Like, I remember later in the afternoon, Master fucked me senseless, and my fucking friends were in the tent across again, but they were doing a play-by-play. They left the tent open so everyone could watch, and we had we had a couple people acting like they were not referees, but like the announcers for like game shows, and you know, or the announcers for sports shows, I mean. And he's just like, "Oh, and Minty just takes this full load, like it's nobody's business," you know. And I'm like so embarrassed, but I couldn't do anything because here I am, fucking face down in like this dirty tent, and a hand that's in my hair and just keeps me pinned. And oh my God, there's just nothing I could do. But I think even if I had the power, I wouldn't want to do anything because, you know, it's pretty fucking boss. I'm sorry that it is not the greatest story told. It might be the greatest story, but it's not told in the best way. But yeah, my sluttiest experience lasted an entire weekend.